Documentary filmmaker Len Richmond titled his latest work, What If Cannabis Cured Cancer? But that's not just a rhetorical question. In it, he presents recent and little-publicized research to suggest that is a very real possibility.
You're born with something called the endocannabinoid system, and cannabinoids are the chemicals in marijuana. It's a tumor regulator, it stops inflammation, it's antibacterial, it has all of these myriad effects to keep us healthy, but it gets worn out. But when you smoke marijuana, it stimulates the endocannabinoids already inside you. It's like putting a key in a lock. Smoking marijuana actually stimulates your own immune system that stops tumors from growing.
It does that, explains Sebastopol Dr. Jeff Hergenrather, by recognizing and attacking abnormal cells within the body.
So if a cell is abnormal, the body has a way of detecting it, which is unknown as to how it does that. And once detected, the endocannabinoid system triggers a programmed cell death of those cancer cells or those abnormal cells.
Hergenrather, one of the people featured in Richmond's film, has been working with patients who were using marijuana since the early 1970s, when he was the resident practitioner with the large Tennessee commune called The Farm.
People would come to me with a variety of ailments and tell me that cannabis worked for them. This was my initial education. I just figured I've got to learn from the patients as to what kind of benefits people are reporting. And mostly it was pain, but it was also seizure control and other conditions that people were coming in and saying, cannabis really works for me.
30 years later, he began working with medical marijuana in California, seeing similar results, including multiple benefits for patients who used it to offset the ravages of chemotherapy.
It has been recognized as helping with nausea and loss of appetite and so many things with cancer patients in chemotherapy. But until recently, it really wasn't realized that it also has anti-tumor properties that should be explored and used as one of our ways of treating cancers.
As researchers looked more closely at the mechanisms that offer those benefits, adds Richmond, they found it wasn't THC, the psychoactive compound in marijuana or cannabis, but something else alongside it.
Something called cannabidiol, which is the part of marijuana that actually doesn't get you stoned. It's the one that has a sedative effect. And they're finding that that has the strongest anti-cancer effect. And that's been almost bred out of marijuana because most marijuana that people want to buy, they want to get really high. And so they want it to be high in THC. But of course, that knocks out a lot of the other chemicals that are also beneficial that don't necessarily get you high, but have all of these health effects. And they're breeding them back in now. So the marijuana will not get you as high, but it'll have many more medicinal benefits.
Cancer treatment and research has become a huge industry, Richmond observes critically, despite limited success in treating the disease. He believes an inexpensive herbal alternative should at least get a chance to be tested, too.
There's a 3% success rate with chemotherapy. 3%. And yet they're pushing that on people. And they won't even look at the possibility that this drug that makes you feel good, that you smoke a joint and it makes you euphoric rather than in pain and losing all your hair, could be an effective treatment for cancer. How can pleasure and something healing actually go together? It's got to be painful and harmful to your body.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.